And away we go on this Getaway Friday, Friday, January the 31st, 2020, 1:31:20. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and we have got a day full of surprises and interesting things going on here at WWGH Radio. So you'll want to stay tuned for our entire live broadcast day today, which kicks off here right now, and we'll drive through 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'll tell you more about that in just a second. I wanted to start off this morning by doing our bicentennial moment. Bicentennial moment for Friday, January 31st, 2020. Harvey Hoover, Hordes Logan, Newman's, Osage City, Owen Station, Rawls Corners, Ruth, Slab Camp, Slick Station, Smith's Mills, Stringtown, Stumpton, Tobias, Tully City, Wilson, and Winnemac are other communities and locales that are part of the history of Marion County that now exist primarily only as memories. So that is today's bicentennial moment here on WWGH Radio. Now, we have a special guest who's going to be with us for the majority of the morning this morning. I think as it is now, unless there's a big falling out at some point, all but 1 hour this morning. But it's a good morning to be here because we also have something. This is the surprise I was talking about before we bring our guest in. We've been having a lot of fun on this program doing movie quote trivia, and Charlie, of course, has a lot of fun on his program doing trivia. Charlie hasn't done a whole lot this week because he had George Kasotis and James Anderson on, which were great programs. But as many of you know, recently here in Marion, we had the opening of a new restaurant, which has become very popular. I drive by it every day, coming and going from here. And the lines are still very large. Of course, I speak of the Panda Express. Now, the Panda Express has done something very nice for us. They have given us giveaways, food giveaways, always very popular. Now, what we have here, now they say free kids meal, but this is the letter that I got from management at Panda Express. So here's what these tickets are actually for. These coupons can be used by kids or adults. They are good for a kid's meal, which is a junior entree, junior side, 12-ounce drink, and a cookie. No other purchase is necessary. So, we have these to give away, but we do want to stagger them. So here's how we're going to do this morning, because most people who go out to eat don't go out to eat by themselves, and Friday is the biggest out-to-eat day in Marion. You know that when you drive up the road on Friday night, certainly Route 95 here in Marion. So, instead of giving one ticket away per trivia question all day long and then running out by 10 o'clock this morning, what we're going to do with the Panda Express tickets here is we're going to make it a two-person deal. We're going to take away our 30-day policy only for today because of this. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to start in hour number one here, and periodically throughout the morning on this show and on Charlie's show and on the noon show today, The Exchange Club, we're going to ask trivia questions. And if you can answer them, you call in. Even if you're in the 30-day window, you can still win today. And you can enter as many times as you want. So if you answer one question and want to answer another, that's fine. More chances to win, more chances you'll go into the bucket. We'll do this all morning. We'll do it on my show, Charlie's show, and the noon show. And 5 minutes before 1 o'clock today. Actually, you know what? We'll do it at a quarter till today. That way you have time to come get the tickets if you are free or send somebody to get them. So if you do want to participate in this and you do want to use these tonight, make plans to come get these by 1 o'clock. We're going to announce the winner at a quarter of 1 today. And what you will get is two passes to Panda Express that you can use tonight. Now, of course, if you don't get here by 1 o'clock, they will still be here for pickup next week, and you can use them anytime you want. But that's how this is going to go. Those are the rules for this morning. And we'll do movie trivia on this show. I'm not sure what kind of trivia Charlie will do on his show, but we'll figure it out as the morning goes along. But that's the big giveaway this morning. Now, joining us for, I think he's going to be here from 8 until 11 and then back from 12 until 1 today. We'll let him pull the winner out at 11. We'll ask him what on the time frame of this, see what he thinks. He certainly knows about radio giveaways. 40 years at WMRN here in Marion, leaving the airwaves as a morning show host back in June of 2019. Still doing sports on our local 1490. Hasn't been in for a while, but only due to illness and trips and all kinds of other things. We're so glad to have him back. Jeff Ruth, of course. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You had a little bout there.
I had about 3 weeks where, and I don't get sick. I mean, I really just have never been sick. But I got, the week before we had been in Phoenix. We'd gone out for the Ohio State bowl game. And it was cold and rainy, and we were outside a lot and coming back on the plane. And sometimes, you know, when you're on a plane, you're on with 200 people, and you never know what can be passed around. We got back Sunday night and Monday. I mean, it just really hit me, and I had a really nasty head cold. Wasn't the flu. Didn't vomit or anything like that. No fever. Just really bad head cold. And I did a couple of ball games on the air, and it was like I was coughing more than I was talking. It had to have been painful for anybody who was listening. And in fact, I even called Paul and got him to do a game, and for me not to do a game is unusual. And it actually developed into pneumonia, and so they put me on a couple of antibiotics and eventually got through it. They also wanted me to get tested because they said I had some inflammation on the kidney, or a kidney infection, and I've had kidney stones before. That's as close as to being sick as I've ever had was kidney stones. So I had about 3 weeks where I just, you know, just very lethargic, just didn't want to do anything at all. So I had to beg out. You had me, were going to have me on, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think?
Yeah, yeah. We were going to do right after the bowl game when you got back, and then we thought we'd do it a couple weeks later, and then you ended up, I think you took a trip to Cancun.
We were in Cancun, yeah.
So we finally got the timing right, though, here in the end of January. It's a fascinating thing because Charlie had a horrible bout with pneumonia last year, 2019. For people who haven't had it, because it's so common, and we've got sickness everywhere this year. Elementary schools have had to shut down. We're scared to death of the coronavirus. What does it feel like?
With me, I was a little surprised because I had gone to the doctor because on Friday, it was a Friday, where I probably should have gone to the doctor. It was like, the weekend's coming. I'll get better over the weekend. I got worse. So Monday morning, the doctor opened it like at 8, and I called like at 8:01, and they said, you know, come right in. So they had me do a couple of chest x-rays and so forth. And I was surprised when they called and said I did have pneumonia. It didn't feel, I mean, it wasn't a painful cough or anything. It was just this really deep, deep cough that I just, and I was coughing all the time.
Isn't it a great irony that this never happened when you were on the air for 40 years and the first year, the first winter, you don't have to get out at 5 o'clock in the morning, you get pneumonia.
Yeah.
What luck is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way to go.
No, I was very fortunate all those years I was working mornings and I never got sick. I've taken a flu shot. I don't have strong opinions one way or the other, but I have taken flu shots the last several years. But this year I haven't taken one because I had that, you know, period where, you know, if you're not feeling well or if you're sick, you're not supposed to take it anyway because of your immune system. So I didn't take a flu shot this year. And now that we're almost into February, I don't know if I will or not.
What do you make of this illness? I mean, we're not doctors, but here in Marion County, I cannot remember the last time a school shut down for illness. it's not been an abrasive winter. It's not been anything that you would think would cause huge illness, but yet it is.
It's just one of those, it seems to be, I don't know if it's extra contagious, but it just seems, I was watching the Columbus News last night, and they had a list of probably 15 to 20 schools, a lot of them down around the Chillicothe area, Ross County, and so forth, that not only were closing for today, but they're closing for Monday because they want to make sure that, you know, they, you know, scrub the school buses and everything else. So I don't, maybe it's just a little like extra contagious, or maybe we're getting weakened immune systems. I don't know.
Well, I've also been hearing that one of the reasons a lot of this is happening is the teachers are sick, and there are not enough substitutes to go around to cover these positions. Yeah. When you don't have the teachers, you can't open the school.
Yeah, that's true.
I read a long time ago that these antibacterial wipes and antibacterial soaps are not really a good thing, that using them once a day is probably okay, but the more you use them, it scrapes the protective measures that your body naturally makes.
I can kind of see that. Yeah, I mean, I'll wash my hands, but I'm not I don't have hand sanitizer. Maybe I shouldn't say this on it, but I don't have hand sanitizer in the car or, you know, really even at home.
Well, how do you get out of these places that we're talking about, like a public restroom or a public place in general? You've got to touch the door. Who carries around gloves?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Grocery stores, you got to grab the cart.
Yeah.
You know, there is no way to avoid germs from the public, right, unless you just lock yourself in your house, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And who does that?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. But I do want to I was going to ask you on this. Okay, so if people did want to get these Panda Express tickets, what do you think is the best time to draw these, knowing our schedule and that we close office at 1 today?
Now, is this just for one person to come in?
Or it'll be one winner.
Okay. Maybe a little after. How about like at 12:15 when you come back? That way, give them a little extra time. Yeah.
Okay. So
now I have a question. Now, is this only a kids' meal, or can you get an adult meal?
Well, what it is, as they've written it for me, it says these coupons can be used by kids or adults. They are for a kids' meal, which is a junior entree, junior side, 12-ounce drink, and a cookie. But you don't have to make any purchase.
Okay.
So it sounds, I mean, if that's what a kid gets, I guess that's what a kid gets, but it sounds like a meal. You're getting a drink, you're getting a side, you're getting an entree.
Just a smaller portion,
and
maybe
a cookie, yeah. Okay. But the winner today, at the end of the drawing, at 12:15, 12:30 when we do this, will get two of them. So it can be you and a friend tonight, or your wife, or your girlfriend, or your husband, or however that will work out. But we'll be doing that drawing based upon being in the bucket.
I have not had a Friday night off since August.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, so what do you, football?
Football, and then a couple of weeks of playoff games, and then kind of morphs into basketball season.
So when, basketball season's winding down now, isn't it?
Got about two more weeks, and then you'll have the tournaments.
So do you have a game tonight?
I do.
Where will you be?
I will be at Grant Middle School.
Oh.
Harding has a big show choir spectacular that they do every year.
I've heard about this.
This is a huge event. I mean, Harding is going to be packed tomorrow. So they need to start getting the school ready today. So they couldn't very well have a game tonight at in the gym and then start at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So the last several years, they've had games, one game a year will be played at Grant Middle School on a Friday night. It's River Valley tonight, so the gym is going to be packed. I mean, you get River Valley and Pleasant and Harding, you get those teams together. I mean, it's always going to be a really good crowd anyway, and you get, two boys teams at Grant Middle School. So, yeah, it's really going to be packed tonight.
So that's a good note for people, that the Harding game is not at Harding tonight.
Right. It'll be at Grant Middle School.
Don't go to Harding. And the start time is?
Well, the varsity game starts about 7:30, but they have a freshman game at 4:30, and then the JV game about 6, and then the varsity game about 7:30. So if you want to go, I'd say get there, but no later than 6 o'clock if you want to get a seat.
And also based on that, when does your broadcast start?
Right about about the time they start introducing the varsity players, so around 7:30.
7:30, and that'll be on 1490 AM WMRN.
Had a game last night, had a game Tuesday night, and I still worked out usually close to 40 games, and I've missed a couple this year. Well, the one when I wasn't feeling good, and then I was out of town for a couple. So I'll still do 35 or 36 plus the tournament games. So it gives me something to look forward to in the evening.
I've asked you this every time you've been in, because it seems like the business that you are in and I'm in is in constant flux. So I'm going to ask this in the broadest sense here, just the broadest way I can say it. What do you make of the radio business right now? Everybody knows what's happened. What do you make of it?
I'm shocked at how much and how quickly it has changed. When Charlie was on, and for the longest time when I was on, we were live. Basically, when I started there, we had John Stewart. Well, Charlie was on like 5:30 to 7-ish with John Steele coming in at 7. Then you had the Swap Shop or Orbit or whatever you want to call it. We had a Farm Hour. We had somebody playing music. This was long before Rush and Sean. You had somebody playing music then 1 to 4. You had somebody doing 4 to 8, 8 to midnight, midnight to 5:30. It was live. Same thing with the weekends. We were live all of the time. And even a year ago, we were live a good bit of the time, and then when Scott got let go, and then I retired, and it's just amazed at how quickly it has changed.
What do you think this does to the landscape of a local community that does not have a local television station that practices news, that has a newspaper that certainly does not report the local news as it once did, and it's not their fault, it's just staffing over there as well. When the final shoes start to drop and it's the radio station that's left for immediate and free an immediate free source of information, what happens to the community as far as that goes?
I couldn't tell you the amount of people. I was at Harding last night, and a woman probably my age, a little older, I didn't even know who she was, but she came up, obviously was a Harding or River Valley supporter, whatever, and just, how much, she misses me, how much she misses the station. And there's a definite disconnect when you don't get a lot of the local information that you're used to getting.
We have noticed, and it's been good for us, that there has been a pickup in people who are listening here since all this has happened, which is great. I know the guys at Marion Auto Sales listen every day. We say hello to them. We thank them for that. And by the way, I will be there Tuesday. I have it written down at home. I should have it here because it sounds like I don't know where I'm going.
And I'm actually going to go Tuesday.
You're going to be there.
Because Ohio State, we have a contract with Ohio State that whenever Ohio State plays, they get precedence over the high school games. So Ohio State plays Michigan Tuesday. And I was looking at the schedule a week or so ago, and it's like, Tuesday night. So I called you, said, when are you speaking at Ridgedale? And you mentioned Tuesday. So I will be there on Tuesday.
Very nice. And that's at Ridgedale?
It's kind of like the elementary.
The elementary.
School, yeah.
And
although I don't know, they may have to put you in the high school. Maybe in the gym, there'll be so many people showing up.
The crowds that will be drawn.
Yes.
And this starts at 7:00.
I think dinner's like 6:30, and then you'll follow after that.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. Maury Morris over at Marion Auto Sales helped set that up, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to that because I hear the Ridgedale Lions is doing has a real strong group.
They are very active. They probably the most active Lions group in the area. And of course, they do the auction and dinner in a couple of weeks. It's going to be on the 15th, so always the night before Daytona. And I always have a ball game on Saturday night. I don't think it's ever failed where I have not had a high school game on Saturday night. So I'll go for the doors open at 4:00. And it takes a long time to go through. They have so many different silent auction items, and then dinner at 5, and then I usually have to leave by 5:30 or 4 to 6, so I don't get a chance to stick around then for the auction. But it's a lot of fun.
And we've been giving away tickets to that. We have tickets to that as well. So we and that's what hopefully Charlie says that I say it, that we're able to do here is continue that idea that we give away this stuff for free. We let you know what's going on.
Ted used to do a call in every Friday morning. It's around 6:50, and he'd start, like, back in September or October, he'd start talking about, now, you know, mark the date down on your calendar, you know, Ridgedale Lions Club, and we'd talk about it, you know, literally for months, and you don't get a chance to do that now anymore.
No, and it's an unfortunate thing, but I guess the way the times go, that'll be coming up on the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. So that'll be a lot of fun.
In fact, I saw Bob Jordan last night over at Harding, and we were talking a little bit about the Kiwanis Pancake Day. That's the following Saturday on the 22nd. So that's another event. You know, Gareth Higgins and Bob and different people would get on and talk about the Kiwanis Pancake Day, and now they got to find a different venue.
To do that. But it's been fun as of late to have people like the Board of Elections call up and want to come on, and Maury giving us tickets to this thing and letting us know when it is and what it is so we can talk about it, and the Historical Society giving us these bicentennial moments and the Tallgrass Trail coming on, and so on and so forth. It's nice that, you know, that can still be done over the air in Marion because... And it's nothing against music. I mean, there are a lot of great music stations out there. But there was a time when if you did not buy the CD, which maybe contained 12 songs you didn't really care about anyway, the only way to hear that song was on the radio. We just don't live in that world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the way it goes,
yep.
I guess. We should get some question out here and see if anybody wants to get into this drawing. Now, we're going to do movie quotes again because this has been a lot of fun and pretty easy, and I'm going to start off with a very easy one. Now, how this works is I'm going to give you the quote from the movie. You just tell me what movie it's from. First one's very easy. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. 740-383-9944. If you know what movie that's from, give us a ring. We will enter you into the drawing to win the 2 tickets for Panda Express, which will be drawn later on today. So there you go. The quote again, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. Super Bowl Sunday, 49ers and the Chiefs. What do you see?
Yeah, you know how so many times...
I knew that was too easy.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
It's The Godfather.
It is The Godfather. Now, have you ever watched The Godfather all the way through?
Oh, yes. Watched all 3 of them.
I never have. I feel terrible about that.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is it? Now,
yes.
Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mary, how are you this morning?
I am very good this morning. I am so glad to hear Jeff Ruth's voice on the radio.
Mary always has a smile on her face.
She does.
And it comes across.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, remember, Mary, I know you'll stick with us all morning because Jeff's here and Charlie's here and we're going to have a lot of fun, but you can enter as many times as you want and there is no 30-day policy. So if you know something else, feel free to dial those digits.
Okie doke. I sure will.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks. Mary.
Bye-bye.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, you were talking about the Super Bowl. You know, and this goes back for years where you're not supposed to call it the Super Bowl. They refer to it as the big game. And like if TV station or radio stations, they'll have a promotion. Maybe they'll give away a big screen TV. It's just in time for the big game. You're like, come on, it's the Super Bowl. Everybody knows it's the Super Bowl. But they have to refer to it as the big game. So I'm going to call it the Super Bowl.
I didn't know you had to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's has something to do with copyright or whatever where you're actually supposed to refer to it as the big game. So if you watch the news this weekend or a lot of the sports, they'll talk about the big game. They won't talk about the Super Bowl per se. I think it should be a good game. I like both teams. I like San Francisco. I like Kansas City, so I think it'll be a fun game.
There's always a sentimental favorite that you want to win, but there's question if they're going to win. Which one is that this year?
I would say maybe Kansas City, because it's been 50 years since they've...
Oh, that's a little while.
So that, yeah, it's been a long time. And they've had some really good teams over the years, but they just have fallen a little bit short. But I think there's a lot of history in the fact that it's 50 years. So I think maybe the sentimental choice is Kansas City.
I don't know if this has ever happened because, as you know, up until about 4 or 5 years ago, the Super Bowl was always held the last Sunday in January. I don't know why they moved it into February a few years ago, but they did. So I believe this is the first time this has ever happened because it's only once every 7 years that Groundhog Day ends up on a Sunday. So you've got Groundhog Day and the Super Bowl on the same day.
Hadn't even thought about that.
So I'd really... I hate to say it, but this might be one year where Punxsutawney Phil and Buckeye Chuck don't get a lot of press because it, whatever happens that morning immediately is going to go to Super Bowl at noon.
Unless you're on the Weather Channel or something like that.
Unless you're on, watch the Weather Channel and you... Well, I wonder, will the local media be here because it is a Sunday and they do have... Or not the local media, the Columbus media... Because it is a Sunday, there's not a lot of people working.
Yeah, we never know from year to year, even though, of course, 4, 6, and 10 are always invited. The last couple of years, we've had a station from Cleveland that has come down to cover it. But they always say, well, it depends on, you know, if there was a fire on Saturday night, it depends on what we have to cover. So I think a lot of times they really don't know until, you know, Sunday morning. But I told the story... I've told this on the air with you, and this was probably 25, 30 years ago. Woman, I think she was Channel 10, and it was I think it was a Sunday morning because we've had, obviously there have been some February 2nds that have occurred on a Sunday. I know the biggest crowd we ever had for a Buckeye Chuck was on a Sunday. But this particular year, and I think it was on a Sunday, and it was a young woman. She was probably in her mid-20s, and she was at the conference table. This is like 6:30, something like that. And she and her producer, and she was out at the conference table, and she was crying. And it's like, did you say something that offended her? And might have been Charlie, I don't remember, but said something like, you know, it's... Is everything all right, or can we do anything? And she was born and raised in Los Angeles, went to Southern Cal or UCLA or something like that. And she said something like, you know, I'm 24 years old. This is my first job, and it's 5 below 0, and I'm standing out in the snow talking about a groundhog. What do you think? So something like that. So I don't think she lasted real long in Columbus. She probably went back to California.
You know, would that be seen as a come down? Maybe. I guess if you're from California.
Yeah, if you're from Los Angeles and you're in Marion, Ohio at 6:30 on a Sunday morning covering a groundhog, that's probably a come down.
But do they pay attention to that in California? Probably not, because the weather's nice.
Oh, no, I'm sure they don't, yeah.
So really, this groundhog thing, our groundhog and Punxsutawney Phil, that's really a Midwest type of thing.
There's General Beauregard, which is in Georgia, and that might be the third most famous one. And it seems to be in the South or the Midwest, yeah.
It's an interesting event. I'm going to leave you and Charlie to talk about that because obviously Charlie created that. It's named for him. Buckeye Chuck is Charlie. And you did the last one up until this year's. So starting at 10 o'clock, we'll get some history on that and all the fun that has happened over the years from the year that there was a dead groundhog who mm-hmm. predicted what was going on, which is an interesting story. To keep up with the trivia here, just so we have some on the table, I'm going to give you like three quotes here and just call in if you know them at any point this morning, 40 minutes past the hour here. What we have here is a failure to communicate. What movie is that from? What we have here is a failure to communicate. The stuff that dreams are made of. What movie is that from? The stuff that dreams are made of. Now, this might be an easier one.
I don't know that one.
That's a good one. If somebody gets that one, you'll be surprised. I'm sure that's a movie you've probably seen.
Okay.
And the third one I'll throw out there, probably the easiest, they call me Mr. Tibbs. Those are the quotes. They call me Mr. Tibbs, the stuff that dreams are made of, And what we've got here is a failure to communicate. If you know what quotes those, if you know what movies those quotes are from, give us a call, and we will enter you into the bucket today to do what needs to be done. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, there's another voice I remember.
Hey, how you doing,
I'm
buddy?
Good.
Hey, I bet you I know that Harden one that you got there.
Oh, go ahead.
It'd be from the movie Selena.
So is that the stuff that dreams are made of?
Yeah.
Not Selena, but that's a good...
Oh, I thought that would have been Selena.
They might have said it in Selena. This
yeah,
would be the original.
And also, that other one there is from Cool Hand Luke, ain't it?
That is Cool Hand Luke. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke. What's your name, sir?
Steven.
Steven? We will get you in the drawing. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like.
Awesome, guys.
Hey, thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
Another longtime listener of mine.
Well, they're all over here, Jeff. No. Yeah. They migrated on over here after you left them in the lurch over there back in July. Or June. June you left, wasn't it?
The end of June, yeah.
End of June. Not Selena. Now, remember, these would be, because a lot of these quotes were so famous, they probably did end up in other movies, come to think of it. But, yeah, that was Cool Hand Luke. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. The other two we have on the table right now, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, what movie is that from? And they call me Mr. Tibbs. I thought somebody would get that right off the, maybe they will. Remember, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, and They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. What movies are those from? And you can win a chance to get in the drawing.
I can give a little hint. Sidney Poitier said that.
He did. Right. Now, there is an actor.
Yes.
Have you ever seen him in a bad movie?
No. Terrific actor.
This was a big issue on this station last week. What do you think of the movie Dirty Dancing?
I never really saw the movie. I saw, you know, flipping the dial, I might watch 5 minutes of it, but I never really watched the movie. I'm not into dancing, per se. And I know there was more than dancing in that, but I don't really have an opinion one way or the other because I never really saw the movie.
Well, I just don't understand the movie, and that's what I was trying to convey, that I don't think it's a great picture. Now, I know it's a cult picture because a lot of people watch it, but it's not a great picture, in my opinion. And I said on the air, and I'm sorry,
it's not up there among Naked Gun 2.5 or some.
No.
Airplane. I mean, those are classics.
Classic movies.
Okay.
And it's interesting to me because I don't really think Patrick Swayze was a great actor. I'm sorry he's dead, but I just don't...
I wouldn't, when I think of great, I don't think of Patrick Swayze as a great actor.
No, he wouldn't be in the list there. So that's all I was saying. I think the movie that probably got the greatest response from him was probably Ghost, and Whoopi Goldberg stole that movie.
Yeah.
She got the Academy Award.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, they called me Mr. Tibbs.
Yep.
Tibbs. It's In the Heat of the Night.
You've got it with the... Great Rod Steiger was Sidney Poitier's foil in that movie. What is your name?
Judy Summers.
Oh, Judy. How are you, Judy?
Well, pretty good today.
Good. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like, so keep up with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. So now we're just down to the one, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. Now, that's a tough one. You don't know that one.
I don't know that one, no.
I'll toss it. Now, this is kind of a trick one, to be honest with you. I'm interested if people will get this one. Famous quote, but will they guess the movie right? Bond, James Bond. What movie was that set in? It's a little tricky. So we've got Bond, James Bond, and The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. What quotes, what movies are those quotes from? 740-383-9944, and you will go into the drawing for the two dinners at Panda Express. You were at the Ohio State game. What happened there?
Bottom line, bad officiating.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, people say that on Facebook, but I don't know.
No, that I'm not one that likes to blame the officials necessarily, but there were so many. There were two touchdowns that were called back. Now, the targeting, I don't have a big issue with that because by definition, he did go in a little high, even though I think the quarterback kind of lowered his head a little bit. by definition, maybe that was targeting, although certainly that was kind of a gray area. But the two touchdowns that were overturned, I mean, that was a couple of obviously huge calls. But as I told Brian, you know, down with 2 minutes to go and they have the ball at their own 5-yard line or whatever, I said, you know, all I have to do is make a defensive stand and they go 95 yards in 30 seconds or whatever. And then even with that, Ohio State still had the chance there at the end, but, you know, through the interception. But I mean, LSU to me was the best team in the country. And I think LSU would have beaten Ohio State like they did Clemson. I really do.
I'm no football aficionado, but what I got watching bits and pieces of that game was it seemed to me like LSU was playing with them. Like it seemed to me like their game plan at some point was, we're going to come in and let you think you're great and score a lot of points, and then we're just going to take you apart for the rest of the game.
You know, when Ohio State, because they had to settle for 3 field goals early in that game, and if they could have converted on a couple of those touchdowns, you know, they could have been up, you know, 21-0. And if you're up, then, you know, might be a totally different game.
But it seemed like the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, aren't you, and then we're really going to turn on the juice.
You know, and Ohio State had chances after chances, and they just, you know, it's sort of like if in a lot of sports, if you let a team kind of hang around, they're going to find a way to win. That's what happened to Clemson. I mean, Clemson had a great season as well.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so stuff that dreams are made of.
Yep, that's the tough one.
That's the Maltese Falcon.
Falcon, 1941. Did you ever see that one, Jeff?
I never did.
What is the Maltese Falcon about? Did you ever see that, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
No, so this is a Google answer.
No, I don't do computers.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I don't have a computer, and but I have that Fire Stick, and I can kind of look up stuff on that.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem with that. That's how it's done now. Is this Judy again?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy, you got another entry in there, the Maltese Falcon. Thank you, Judy.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I've never seen the Maltese Falcon. I have no idea what it's about. It's. I think it's like a mystery type of thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But and I can see one of the stars, but can't even tell you who the stars are now in that.
1941, that's when people really went to movies. There was nothing else to do at that point. No television, maybe just a little radio. Bond, James Bond. I want to hear the answer on that one. That quote, what movie did that come from? Bond, James Bond. And here's another one for you. I'm walking here, I'm walking here. What movie was that from? And again, these movies are these quotes are considered famous movie quotes by AFI. I didn't make these up.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? I'm walking here, I'm walking here. It's considered a famous quote, I guess.
Here, I'm walking here. No, I don't know that one.
So those are the two right now. I'm walking here, I'm walking here, and Bond, James Bond.
I think I know that one.
What movies are those from? 740-383-9944, and you can get in to win 2 passes to Panda Express.
The Academy Awards are coming up here shortly.
This year, you saw Mr. Rogers. Do you think Tom Hanks will get a nomination?
Well, he got a nomination.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
See, I live in, I don't know where I'm
yeah,
at.
Yeah, that was.
He got one?
Yeah.
As supporting or lead?
Supporting. Actor.
Supporting.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the other movies, but I think he's got a very strong chance to win that. When I was on, might have been the last time I was on, I mentioned I had seen The Joker the day before. And mentioned Joaquin Phoenix. I said he's gonna win an Academy Award. And you said, "Oh, you really liked the movie that much?" I said, "No, I didn't like the movie. I mean, it was a depressing movie. It was one of those you came out and it's like, I wish I hadn't seen that one because it was a depressing movie. But he really stole that movie, and he's won just about every award here in the last month or so. So I would expect him to win the Best Actor Award. And I did see the movie 1917. I did see that a week or two ago. And that has won several awards. And I know that's a strong strong contender for best movie of the year.
Now, it's my understanding, it wasn't Joaquin Phoenix the actor who a few years ago went nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But is he not nuts anymore?
Well, no, he had to be nuts to play this part.
Oh, he's still nuts.
Yeah, he's still nuts. I think he probably was able to use some of that in his portrayal of the Joker.
So if he wins, we could really expect a good speech on Academy Award night.
It's hard to say what he will say.
Is Tom Hanks going to win, though? Was he that good to where he can win?
I thought he was very good. I like the movie. And it's not so much about Mr. Rogers per se. It's, if you don't know the premise, it's about basically a journalist. Or
Tom Juneau.
Worked for a magazine. And he has an assignment to go do a story, kind of a fluff piece on Mr. Rogers and the connection that they develop over the years. And I thought Tom Hanks really played that. I mean, you watched that movie and you swore you were watching Mr. Rogers.
Hard to believe that's the guy from Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
Who's become an Academy Award winner.
You're right.
I mean, boy, time's passing.
Remember the movie Castaway?
Yeah.
With Wilson or whatever. And, you know, how many actors could do that role? Not very many that could do that role where he was, you know, on screen pretty much the whole time.
Well, what shocked me about Tom Hanks is I can't think of another actor that started out so humbly in sitcoms like Bosom Buddies playing a man dressed as a woman and then did movies like Joe versus the Volcano and Dragnet, which were not great movies. And now he's a two-time Academy Award winner, Forrest Gump and Apollo 13 and Castaway and all these great things he's done. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
So he really he came into his own.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he the Marlon Brando of this? That's always the actor everybody looked up to for some reason. He was nuts too.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be able to say that.
Yeah, which is an interesting thing.
Harrison Ford is another actor that I always I like the roles that Harrison Ford had.
He did. He was great as Branch Rickey in 42.
He was. That was a movie I saw. The Fugitive. You can go on and on with movies that Harrison Ford has done.
You don't see Harrison Ford as... You don't see him at all in Branch Rickey.
No.
I could not... That is not Harrison Ford.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
You know, which I think that's the mark of a good actor.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about this. Now, this is an odd question, but I don't understand this. I've never seen it. We've always known about the English royal family. We've always known they were there. We talk about them periodically. But you go into a department store or a grocery store now, every tabloid is covering them. Every magazine is covering them, which must mean that it's selling. They are covered by our mainstream news now. Why? What is this? What has happened there?
I don't know.
It's strange.
I don't have an answer to that.
Is it because of this Markle?
Other than the fact, maybe it shows like a little bit of rebellion or something. But no, I don't understand.
If you were in the royal family, if you were a prince, Prince Harry, and you're married to Meghan Markle, who's American, why do you leave the royal family? What motivates you to do that?
Not being a member of the royal family, I don't know.
I don't know that that's ever happened.
No, that's why it's, you know, so much is being made out of it.
Do you really want to tick the queen off when she's in her 90s? She's probably not all that even tempered at this point to begin with, living to that great age. But I've never seen Americans so fascinated with what's going on in England.
Well, certainly with Princess Diana.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And obviously, even before her death, there was a fascination there with Princess Di.
Do you think it was as big as this, though? I've never... Every magazine, every single one.
Yeah, I think Princess Di was pretty big.
So what is the correlation? What does Princess Di have or had that Meghan Markle and Harry have or had? What is that thing that is different about those people?
Don't have an answer for that.
Go ahead, caller.
You said that the Panda Express thing, like, it doesn't matter if you're not within the 30-day thing.
Yeah, 30 days wave today.
Okay. Midnight Cowboy.
You've got it. That is the I'm walking here, I'm walking here. Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, and according to the comment section in YouTube, that was completely that scene was completely improvised.
Oh, really? That was
in front of the car there, and then he gets the horn blown at him.
So that's not in the script at all?
Well, according to the commenters in the YouTube section, but take that for what it's worth.
I trust them. How are things out there in Marion this morning?
Fine as fog there, Scott.
Oh, we got to love that. So we'll put you in the drawing here. Is this Sarah?
It is.
All right, Sarah, we'll put you in. And like I say, you can enter as many times as you like. We're going to do this right on up through.
I'll be calling you back.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
We were talking about actors. Dustin Hoffman. Rain Man was on a couple days ago and was flipping the dial. And, I mean, that was one of those. If you saw Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman, I mean, he's going to win the Academy Award.
Also, Joaquin Phoenix won't.
This was from Rain Man.
The old Rain
but,
Man.
But
yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, and one of my favorite movies of all time, The Graduate.
Oh, yeah, that was a...
I mean, and that was back, in the late 60s, but I love that movie. And, you know, I mean, Dustin Hoffman, I mean, you know, he said... 40-year career or more, but I think Dustin Hoffman's another just a terrific actor.
A lot of people make a lot of Al Pacino, and there's another one. Oh, he's always politically involved.
Was it Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of either one of those.
Not big Casino fan, huh?
Casino was okay.
Good movie?
Yeah. Joe Pesci, I think, was in Casino, yeah.
What happened to Joe Pesci? Is he still around?
Yeah.
But did he just retire?
I don't know.
He did My Cousin Vinny, which was a tremendous movie.
Oh, yeah. Love My Cousin Vinny.
And then he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone, he was in the first two Home Alone. Well, I guess he's got enough money where he doesn't have to probably work anymore. But, yeah, I don't get the royal fascination. I just, every time I walk through the checkout, it just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's just, and I assume people have to be buying those magazines. So it's an interesting world we live in because of that. Now, we've only got 2 minutes left here, so we're not going to dive deep in any other subjects till the next hour. But we probably can take one more call. I knew this was going to be difficult, even though it sounds easy. Bond, James Bond. That's the one on the table now.
I think I know that one, but I'm not going to mention it.
Okay, we've got about a minute here. 740-383-9944. Bond, James Bond. What movie is that from? And we'll introduce a whole lot more, many more clips in the next hour. Jeff Ruth will continue with us. He's going to be with us through 11 o'clock, so the first hour of Charlie's show. Then he'll have an hour powder, and then back for the noon show today.
An hour powder?
An hour powder. You got to go take a powder for an hour and come back and wrap the day up with us, which will be fun because the noon show's a lot of fun. But the prize today that we're going to draw for at 12:30 is two tickets to the Panda Express. Essentially value meals at the Panda Express, and no purchase is necessary. And we'll be doing that drawing somewhere in the neighborhood of 12:15, 12:30 this afternoon. But the quote on the table right now, Bond, James Bond. This is a Getaway Friday morning. Stay tuned. Jeff Ruth with me for another hour. Charlie in at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah, Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
Never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
No, Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would... That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, it's had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.